Yeah, and there's a thatching course set up now down in the community hall in Portnow. And to be honest, I've been inundated with young people looking to get on the course. They have one down in Carlow, Kilkenny, set up by the ETB, and we're looking to try and get the same thing set up in Donegal, hopefully down in Portnow.
Because there's around 2,000 thatch buildings in Ireland, but there's only 15 to 20 actually trained thatchers.
There's only about 10 thatch masters left, you know, in the country. And I said, you know, it's a trade that I don't want to see die out. And I think it would be very great for very good for young people to try and take a trade like this up. Because, I mean, it would be a kind of a full-time job. And, you know, thatching goes on maybe 6 to 9 months of the year. So, listen, it's something that I don't want to see your heritage fall by the wayside. So I think when it's in Carlow, Kilkenny, why not let it be in Donegal too?
And there is also something to be said about the world is developing and changing, and trades and skills are falling to the wayside, both in the sense of these that which are kind of reflect our heritage, but even trying to get like plumbers and electricians, they're not as many as there used to be.
No, there's not. And well, a big thank you has to go to Simon Harris when he was Minister for Higher Education. He put a lot of emphasis on trades. And I do see it coming back, you know, between electricians and plumbers and, as you say, block layers and stonemasons and thatchers. I mean, there is a market there for our young people to work and make a living and keep the heritage of the country alive. And basically, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, if it's good enough for Kilkenny, we should have a full-time course here in Donegal too. Like, I would know of at least 30 to 40 people has got on to me about getting the course up in Donegal. So it's something I want to try and bring to Donegal.